name is Arna Pupko Fisher. I'm here from Cincinnati, proudly. In our federation, in discussing the ways in which we can uplift the entire community, we noted that one of the things that we really needed to do was invest in our professionals. Not only the professionals that were within the federation system, but our partner agencies and throughout the community. And in thinking about what it would mean to really invest in our professionals and help them learn and grow in the areas of leadership and management and developing the self, and seeing their lives through the course of their leadership within our community as being ennobling and sacred and meaningful and holy, we realize that it's possible for them to be committed to a Jewish communal organization or initiative, whether they were Jewish or not, and never come across Robert Greenleaf, who teaches us about servant leadership, what it means to be a humble servant and then organically and consciously move into leadership. That it's possible for them to spend their entire careers devoted to a Jewish communal initiative and never come across the pasuk, Vayivra Elokim et Adam b'tzalmo, b'tzelem Elokim bara otam, b'tzelem Elokim bara oto zachar v'nekeva bara otam, that God created human beings in God's image, that this revolutionary notion of humankind, that we are at the center and have the power to change the world, it's possible they would never go through their careers and hear this. It's possible they'd never go through their careers and learn that the real way to create trust and team and leadership is to understand the relationship between trust, compassion, stability, and hope. And it's possible they could go through their careers as being professionals devoted to the community and never know that there are two stories of creation, Adam 1 and Adam 2, each of which focuses on natural human elements of ambition, striving, thought, compassion, aspiration. And so we in Cincinnati, with the wisdom of our wonderful professionals, Barb Miller, Zohar Volovetsky, and our brilliant CEO, Shep Englander, created a program called JNLI, Jewish Nonprofit Leadership Initiative. And we paired together a Jew and a Catholic. I was not the Catholic. We identified this wonderful individual, Tom Anacco, who was the headmaster of the most prominent private Catholic school in Cincinnati. And he and I together wrote a leadership program, six sessions long, full-day sessions, followed by private coaching for each of the professionals. And I will tell you that the leadership piece was the star, and the Jewish texts were the echo. And our intention was not to teach these individuals, Jews and non-Jews alike, about Judaism per se, but rather teach them the highest notions and most sophisticated notions of leadership and management, and bring Judaism in as the echo. Because we learn through a multiplicity of means, layered learning, multi-directional learning, learning that understands that the ways in which we apply theory to practice are enhanced when we come at it from varying ways. So imagine how exciting it was to co-teach this class with this wonderful, wonderful Catholic brilliant man who's an expert in teaching leadership. I called him our Catholic Rebbe. And he and I together taught with such appreciation for text each other. There was happened to be a wonderful chemistry between the two of us. And he would teach these fundamental concepts of leadership, and I would come in with the Jewish texts, Buber, Levinas, Soloveitchik, Heschel, Agadic texts, all the basic precepts of Musar literature, and together he and I would create this dynamic of multiple wisdoms feeding each other. How much time? I can't see that sign that far.
1 minute left.
Excellent, perfect. I would say that this class, which was so successful, we just are starting our second cohort, we started them last week, we have a waiting list, was successful for two reasons. Firstly, the way in which this co-teaching, the binding together of Jewish wisdom and broad wisdom really resonated, but also because the professionals felt that they were treated with dignity, that we supported them, that their supervisors granted them one day to come and study, that their work was not just a utility to us. They were the expression, as we taught again and again, of the I-thou, the Buber theme that we kept on coming back to, that as professionals, they are not its. They are not objects. They are not there to do the bidding of community. They're there to be ennobled and therefore to ennoble us. Thank you.